Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Wendy in for John Williams, and noted pet expert, author, radio host, all-around wonderful guy, Steve Dale joins me.
And guest on with Wendy Snyder.
Oh, how fun. I want to tell you, you know what?
Yeah, what?
What was your first concert you ever went to? We were talking about that all today.
Neil Diamond.
Oh, Solitary Man.
Deeper,
that's a great song.
But yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's ever said that to me, by the way. No, because my voice is sometimes lower than many men out there. All right, go away. All right, so...
No, it's not. You are not B. Arthur. No.
God'll get you for that, Walter.
Good.
So Jimmy Mack has been sick, and pneumonia is something that I guess takes a while for you to recover. And I just want to tell you that Kona the dog... Jim has requested, could you let Kona in here before you leave for work? So Kona has just been loving it. He's on my side of the bed, that Kona, and just hanging with Jim. And Jim told me flat out, it is really making me feel better. And I bet he's not lying.
Oh, well, we know there's lots of evidence, scientific evidence, to demonstrate that having a dog is good, or a cat for that matter. There with you provides all sorts of things that we don't even completely understand. But them just lying there slows your heart rate down in a good way.
Lowers your blood pressure.
Yeah, and it's companionship. Who else is there with Jimmy? You're here.
No one.
I know.
Yeah, it's
maybe
Kona.
He'd celebrate that. I'm not sure. I know him.
But it's been a long. It's been three long weeks of.
Miss him.
Aw,
I miss him
sweet.
Around here.
All right. So you, I know, have written books in the past, but I didn't know you had a new book coming out.
I do. It's just out now. Available, this is what they say, Wendy, on pre-order.
Ah!
That's what they do now. And I'll give you the website for that in a moment, because it's not yet available on Amazon. But, you know, I push the publisher because I want people, if they are so inclined, to be able to get this by Christmas. So, therefore, it's available on pre-order right now on a website that I will give you. The book is called Ask the Dog.
Love it.
And it's a kid's book, actually.
Love it.
I mean, you're talking to the guy who has no kids. But here's...
You are a kid.
See, true. But here's what I know. Dog bite numbers are up.
They are?
Way up. Dog bite fatalities have about doubled in the past 8 years or so. So I guess since the pandemic. Lots of reasons for all that. But one reason is, so here's what happened to me. I'm walking down the street. I've got our little dog with me. Our little dog is sniffing at the grass. I'm just standing there. And there's this lady. We live in a neighborhood where there are lots of dogs. This lady is right next to me with her mid-sized dog. And out of the blue, I don't know her, she says to me, don't you want to pet my dog? And I look at the dog and I told her, no, thank you. Because the dog was saying, no, thank you.
Because you're a pet expert and you could tell the signs that were saying, hey, I don't want to be petted.
Exactly. This dog was just stretched to the other end of the leash.
Mm.
Its tail was just straight out and it looked kind of stiff. Now, it could be the dog was pointing in the other direction because the dog wanted to go home because it was hungry. I don't know. It could be that the dog doesn't like interacting with strangers and she wants to promote the dog interacting with strangers. It could be, and I can go on and on and on. Does it really matter? If this dog doesn't want to interact, should I force the issue? Now, would I have been bitten? Probably not. But that is how some dog bites happen. But I began to think, you know, most dog bites happen to kids. And when I was offered the opportunity to do a children's book, I thought I was going to write about this first as a book for all of us that are adults, or in my case, semi-adult. But I thought, you know what, since the dog bites happen to kids more often, and moms and dads do read books to kids, so therefore they're going to get something out of it too, I thought, okay, I'll take advantage of this opportunity because I really want to push the fact. We're right when we say, can I pet your dog? And we've all been taught that, right? Not only were you taught that, your mother was taught that, your grandmother, your great-grandmother. This goes back generations. But we forgot about something. We forgot about asking the dog. And one more thing.
You're right.
One more thing, which I know you can relate to. Don't you, on occasion, just occasionally, Wendy, when your kids were younger, want to get away from them a little bit?
Yeah.
Or even in the other room from Jimmy Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs, in my view, have that right too. And I think we're at a point in time where dogs have, or should have, even dogs we love, who love us, have the opportunity to just say no. Not now. And also, one more thing.
You're right, though. We don't think about the dogs enough.
Great-grandma was right when she said a lot of the things she said, like, let sleeping dogs lie, or better yet, let sleeping dogs lie, because that's how great-grandma talked.
Right.
She was right about that and other things like, why are you petting the dog when the dog is eating? Let the dog eat. You know, all those things that we have somehow, some way forgotten about because dogs, in part because we love them so much and because they've become members of the family, but they are still dogs and they should have the opportunity to be dogs. And this book is about all of that. So a girl who's about, I don't know, 10 years old, she's walking through a park. Her name is Morgan with her mom. And her mom instructs her about how to pet dogs and which dogs to pet.
Ask the Dog by Steve Dale. It's a kid's book. It's adorable. I'm looking at it now. Talking with noted pet expert and author Steve Dale. You're just everything. You're a jack of all trades, aren't you?
I have a line for that, but I won't.
Yeah.
A jack of something. I don't know.
Ask the Dog is the nude book, not nude book.
What?
It's the new book by Steve Dale. It's a children's book. Would make a great stocking stuffer this year or Hanukkah gift. And how many books is this now that you've written?
I actually did have to count for something. Someone asked me that question. So I think the number that I've contributed to, because veterinary books, I've just contributed chapters, you know, rather than a whole book.
Right.
Which is common in veterinary medicine. So I've contributed to or authored, I think it's 16, and written forewords for several others.
Nice. Well, this is your first children's book.
Yes.
Probably won't be your last.
Well, I did actually a coloring book.
Oh.
Someone asked me to do a couple of years ago a coloring book, and it was Your New Puppy, I think was the name of it. I don't think it's available anymore. And I think it took 10 minutes to and would take 30 seconds. I mean, there's no reading involved.
Yeah.
And
coloring.
The person who did the graphic for it was the person. But yes, this is my first children's book.
Well, congratulations, first and foremost. We'll tell people how to get this book. And all right. So my son, Michael, and I watched this show, St. Dennis, which is a really funny network show. David Alan Greer is in it. It's kind of like The Office, but in a hospital setting and very funny. Laugh out loud. Every time we press play, Kona must hate this show or something because he just starts digging into the couch to move the pillows or move the back
Only
of the couch. Anytime we sit down to watch TV.
Oh,
so
okay.
Honestly, is he just trying to get our attention?
Probably yes.
Because does it have anything to do with the fact that when he does that, I go to get one of those chews that he loves
okay,
so much?
Okay, there you go. So who's
so
training
he
who?
Trained me.
Yes. Yes,
God,
yes.
How do I break this?
Put
him out in the yard during our shows?
No. So when the baby is crying, you let the baby cry it out at some point in time. Well, yeah. So you either ignore it or give something preempted. Better idea. Preempt it. Give Kona something else to do. So stuff a treat when you know you're about to sit down and watch TV.
Okay.
Inside a really good treat, inside a toy. That's something he can work at, not instantly scarf up.
Okay,
and
yeah.
He'll be busy doing that while you are watching St. Elmo or whatever this is.
St. Dennis. All right. Well, that is great advice. The preemptive strike, I have to remember that to give him something before we want to sit down and watch
because
TV.
That way you're not rewarding him for that behavior.
Which is, so he's not dumb. He knows exactly what I'm doing. He's
of
playing
course.
Me.
Yes.
All right.
Many of us have for years.
There's a book that is written by Steve Dale called Ask the Dog, And just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was walking to the Aqua building, and there was this cute as a button little, it was a golden retriever.
Okay.
And it was so tiny, and this really cute girl was trying to walk it, and he didn't want anything to do with a walk. He really didn't. He was kind of pulling back a little bit.
Puppy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah.
So I just said, well, look at how cute you are. And all of a sudden he runs right to me.
Sure.
I put my hand down first, but then I said, can I pet? And she said, yeah, absolutely. And he could not have been cuter. And he had like salt from the sidewalk on his paws. And I went home with salt on my pants. But I didn't care because it was a puppy and it was the cutest little thing.
Sure.
But I notice it's not that easy to train a little puppy to walk on a leash, is it?
It is, actually.
She was really struggling.
Yeah. But it takes time. Little puppies are little babies, so they don't get things at first. It's a matter of repetition. And using something that motivates the little puppy, something that tastes really good, or sometimes it's a toy. But you brought up something really interesting, and that is put your hand down. I am not now talking about puppies. I am, because this is good socialization for the puppy, a little puppy.
Oh,
of course,
so cute.
Meeting different people, that's a great thing. And just so you do it reasonably, appropriately, in a civil way, it's fine. No matter what you do, it's a puppy. However, for adult dogs, I am not a fan of you putting your hand out.
Really?
Because, first of all, the idea is that way the dog can smell you.
Right.
I can assure you, the dog can smell you. You don't need to do that. If you're standing right there and the dog is standing right there, the dog can smell you. They have a sense of smell that's about 40,000 times more than ours. That dog can smell what you had for lunch. And that may not be a good thing, but it may be okay. The dog can smell you.
But we were always taught that, you know, just put your hand.
But if you put your hand in a dog's face,
they can bite it.
Yes.
So what do you do?
Just stand there and wait until either the dog approaches you a little closer. And then the dog will give you signals. It could be a slight tail wag. It could be the ears going down. It could be a smile on the dog's face. It could be a general relaxed demeanor that the dog has. And that dog is saying, pay attention to me. And once you, I'm a fan of what I'm about to say, in part because I'm about to say it. If you just touch the dog once, pet the dog once, wait until the dog asks for more. Now, I'm not talking about a dog you live with necessarily,
right.
Although this rule isn't a bad thing for dogs you live with, but you know those dogs really well, obviously. You live with them. But the stranger dog that you don't know, just pet the dog once on its side. Don't pat the dog on the head. That's something else we do. So just on the side or maybe along the front side of the dog, but don't go putting your hand in the dog's face.
Yeah, that's good
because
advice.
Because that's offensive. And if you think about it, it makes sense that it would be, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, and then wait until the dog says, I want more. And dogs who want more will always say, I want more. They'll literally, in many cases, come up to you even closer and lean on you and move their paw to your hand so you're petting the dog.
Yeah, yeah. God, that is so cute. You know, I just love when, you know, I'm petting Kona and he puts his paw on my hand, like, keep it going.
Exactly.
Ask the Dog. It's Steve Dale. Where do people go to get this book?
BaluBooks.com. And I'll spell that for you. B-E-A-L-U Books.com. In the search, type in my name, Steve Dale. Or go to my website, SteveDale.tv, where I have a direct link as well.
That might be easiest. Wendy, please ask Steve if dogs really like squeakers in their toys. I personally feel they don't, and they get mad when we buy them. They are thinking, gosh darn it, another squeaker I must destroy. They're so darn annoying. What does Steve think?
I don't think that at all. I think most dogs, now it could be that your dog does feel that way, but most dogs are enticed by a squeaky toy. However, I am concerned about the latex squeaky toys because dogs will chew them up and they'll eat the squeaky inside.
Oh.
So then you hug your dog and your dog squeaks.
No, I would love that.
No, that does not happen. But then potentially, if it doesn't come out the other way, you have a problem.
Yeah, that Kona destroys every chew toy in 5 minutes. I did find a glazed donut that looks like it's from The Simpsons that is round, so he can't get his, he can't bite into a corner of it to chew it.
Yeah.
That's the only indestructible toy I've ever found for him.
Some toys actually sound like they look. And years ago, we bought a neighbor a trumpet toy, and it went when you squeezed it. Our neighbor then began to complain to us because the dog was waking her up at 4 a.m, going,
Your website again for Ask the Dog.
SteveDale.tv.
Congratulations. It's super cute, and I expect a free copy when it comes in.
You will get as many as you like.
Okay, I just want one.
You got it.
All right. No problem. And when are you on the air next?
On Sunday morning with The Pet Show at 5:30.
All right. Thank you, Steve Dale.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.